Hello, I'm Mike Horace with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Thursday, December 3rd. President Donald Trump's election lawyer appeared yesterday in Lansing to testify before the State House Oversight Committee. Rudy Giuliani told the Republican-led panel that lawmakers should try to take over the job of naming presidential electors. We have more from Rick Pluta.
The appearance was a last-ditch attempt to reverse the president's fate in Michigan. Giuliani repeated unproven accusations of vote rigging in Detroit, which he called a corrupt city run by Democrats. He also said lawmakers, if they want to, can take the unprecedented step of delivering Michigan's 16 presidential electors to Trump instead of to President-elect Joe Biden.
It is your responsibility to do that, not the governor, not the Secretary of State. You were given that responsibility by our founding fathers.
But the legislature's GOP leaders have already said they intend to abide by the official results, and a Democratic slate will cast their formal votes for president when the Electoral College meets December 14th. I'm Rick Pluta.
Officials with War Memorial Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie say they are seeing fewer COVID cases this week. Last week, the hospital was at 92% capacity. This week, it's down to 76%. Hospital CEO David John says some 44 staff members have come down with COVID-19 this year, and he's increasingly worried about burnout.
You know, I think a lot of times doctors and nurses feel helpless because they just can't do anything for the patient, and you know, they just watch them die because their lungs no longer function.
John says he hopes case numbers will continue to flatten. Across Michigan, hospitalizations are slowing or even decreasing. But health officials say that by the end of this week, they could start to see an uptick from people who were exposed over the Thanksgiving holiday. A federal judge has rejected the restaurant industry's legal challenge to Michigan's temporary ban on indoor dining. We have more from Steve Carmody.
In his ruling, U.S. District Judge Paul Maloney wrote, "There is a plausible explanation for the emergency order. Restaurant patrons cannot wear a mask while eating or drinking." The State Health Department imposed the temporary ban on indoor dining 2 weeks ago as COVID-19 cases were spiking in Michigan. Judge Maloney conceded that the order puts many Michigan restaurants and bars at financial risk. The CEO of the Michigan Restaurant and Lodging Association says the industry group will now focus its efforts on trying to stop state officials from extending the temporary indoor dining ban beyond December 8th. I'm Steve Carmody.
A multi-million dollar state grant project will support efforts to test for coronavirus in wastewater throughout Michigan. Gina Harris has more.
Nearly $10 million will be spent for surveillance testing for COVID-19 in wastewater. The three-month pilot program supports local public health department efforts to coordinate with counties, universities, and other institutions across the state on wastewater and testing programs. Shannon Briggs is a toxicologist at the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy. She says the grants and loans will provide early warning signs of the coronavirus.
We're looking at the wastewater where the virus can be shed before any other symptoms in people. We're hoping that we could get a look, a 3 to 10 day early look at what might be coming to a population or a community.
Briggs says the results can inform public health department efforts to prevent the spread of COVID within a community. Gina Harris, WCMU News.
A Grand Traverse County judge has set new bond conditions for two men accused in the alleged terrorist plot to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer. We have more from Taylor Wisner.
Twin brothers Michael and William Knoll are locked up at the Grand Traverse County Jail on $250,000 bonds each. Their attorneys say that amount should be lower because they have ties to their communities and because being in jail during a pandemic is hindering their defense. At a bond hearing Wednesday afternoon, an Assistant Attorney General, Sunita Dadamati, says her office is opposed because the Knolls are extremely dangerous.
They were clearly motivated to commit political violence, and they were at the table early in multi-state meetings with militias.
Dadamati says the Knolls were armed during the surveillance and had an arsenal of firearms at home. The judge says he had concerns about the safety of government workers. Still, he allowed for a condition that would let the Knolls put up $2,500 in cash with assurances for the rest of their bond. I'm Taylor Wisner.
One Michigan lawmaker wants to create a pathway for removing discriminatory language from deeds. Deed restrictions based on race, gender, and religion are already unenforceable, but a new proposal would give residents a path towards removing the language altogether. Democratic State Representative Sarah Anthony introduced the bill. She says the country's discriminatory history should not be forgotten, but she said that's not a good enough reason for keeping that kind of language in place in legal documents.
But having that sign is still there just continues to remind us of an ugly part of our history. And I just feel as though it's one step closer to bringing us to a more equitable and just society.
The legislation doesn't require language to be removed from deeds, but it does offer homeowners a pathway to having it removed if they choose. In our forecast, it'll be mostly cloudy around the region today, dry for mid-Michigan, but a slight chance of rain and snow farther north. Highs will be in the upper 30s to low 40s statewide, 3 Celsius in Ontario. And that is your morning news roundup from WCMU. I'm Mike Horace. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk again tomorrow.